Mr. Chair, as I said at the beginning of the meeting,
are you making a motion to amend the agenda?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that the P&O item, I think, can be dispensed with because there's nobody on it to present anything from the P&O. They sent Efren sent a message saying he was waiting for resolution around the questions about the CS payments and the SCA credits, so to finalize. So there's nothing for us to consider right now. So the next thing up is the WPFW budget.
Yep, so this is Nick Arena, and I believe Jerry Paris is on the phone as well.
Yes, I am.
And as well as Nancy Sword. And so I'll make a couple comments, and then I'd let Jerry make comments. The budget we're presenting is essentially with some modifications resulting from reduction in expenses and salaries and in rent, the budget that we presented back in September. That budget we presented in September wasn't in the form. It was created by the business manager at the time, who's no longer in the role as business manager at WPFW due to family issues. Therefore, Nancy Sorden and I are working with Efren and Jerry help put this budget together in the format that was consistent with the other budgets. Again, essentially the same information with the following changes. We've included the actuals from the October and November that were provided by Efren. We included the reduction of salaries that were instituted based on a renegotiation with the union of reduction in hours by 20% across the board for all staff. And we also included a still negotiating but very close to completing reduction, not reduction but deferment of rent for the period of November 2016 till October 2017 of $4,000 a month with the office landlord. Again, we attempted to use the format that was provided and to put it in the format that it was before, but it's basically September numbers. As has been long stated, I think, on this call by the previous discussion of budgets, you know, PFW is in the same bit of hand-to-mouth, just scraping by and really struggling to meet our basic expenses situation that other stations in the network are, and we're doing the best we can with the resources that we have. I want to use this forum to compliment Jerry and his staff for, you know, basically operating under difficult circumstances with less resources, as well as a situation where a lot of time and energy has been put into keeping the transmitter functioning, as we've had mechanical issues with our transmitter here in Washington. It has used up a lot of time and energy and focus, but not necessarily a lot of funds, as Jerry's been able to put together repairs that have been very cost-effective. But again, the budget, and I'll let Jerry jump in now, but this budget was approved by the LSB back in September, it does include changes that we've been able to make in the interim.
I'm sorry. Jerry, did you want to say anything else in presenting it first?
Yes, I'd just like to do a very quick overview. WPFW already has a very, very small staff, but we managed to succeed in getting a union agreement where we are reducing our staff hours by 20%, going from a 40-hour work week to a 32-hour work week, and that includes management also. Nick has mentioned that we're negotiating our liabilities. We're working with the landlord and utilities so that we can work out payment plans so that we can keep up. a lot of sacrifices being made at WPFW, and some of it is affecting our ability to bring in revenue by our not having a business manager. We're impacted. We have been operating for as long as I've been on board under the assumption that there was still a hiring freeze. That took place when there was a promotion internally at WPFW. We moved our membership coordinator up to development director. She is still being paid as a membership coordinator. Our program director has been an interim program director for a number of years. That creates quite a bit of tension in the operations there. I'm functioning as a general manager without an operations manager, and I understand that's maybe part of the Pacifica culture. And we only have a contractor as a chief engineer, so I find myself doing quite a bit of engineering work, but that's, again, part of the sacrifice. Recently, it was discovered that the general manager was not being properly paid, and the general manager's position right now is that I will not be accepting any compensation for the past error, because ultimately that comes out of WPFW's budget. It's just to say that it's, everything that we're doing everything that we can to make WPFW as efficient as possible. Just today, we came to a discovery of the condition of our transmitter and our antenna, and I was on site at 8 a.m. this morning with the contractors. A repair project that may have cost upwards of $50,000 by us taking a very, very careful look at what the issues actually were. We've managed to reduce it significantly. We'll probably come in at under $20,000, perhaps even under $10,000 if everything works well. In terms of making those repairs to our transmitter, we have been operating at low power for many years. We've come back up to full power and just recently experienced the antenna issue, which took us back down to low power. But in terms of generating revenue and trying to balance the budget, by being at low power, we had lost a large part of our audience, and we are recovering that audience. We just took a hit. We've been at low power now for about 3 weeks. We anticipate being back up to full power before the new year, in the absolute most cost-effective way of doing things. I agree with the sentiments that were expressed earlier. You cannot cut your way to prosperity, but yet and still, even though we have a very small staff, we are looking at reducing the staff further and working more and more volunteers on a temporary basis, because it will be impossible for the station to generate revenue without an effective staff. We generate an effective tool here in getting this budget across.
We have a few more minutes for the presentation. I don't know if Nancy wants to say anything else regarding the budget. Or
I'm sorry, you were breaking up slightly.
I'm saying we have a few more minutes for the presentation portion. I was wondering if Nancy Sorden wants to say anything further, or can we move to question and answer?
Nancy?
I'm here. I don't have anything. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so we have about 10 minutes left of the meeting, unless we extend it. Maybe we should take a motion now. Do I hear a motion to extend the meeting past the original adjournment time of 11 Eastern?
Tony moved to extend the meeting.
Okay. Is there any objection? How long did you want to extend it?
At least, I'd say 10 minutes.
Or why don't we say to 11:15? Any objection to extending to 11:15?
Okay, so the motion is now to extend the meeting to 11:15.
Yeah. Hearing no objection.
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Yeah, Serene, go ahead.
I need to make a. I need to give notice of my intention to rescind the motion about the bequest being moved until sometime in February or whenever. Can I do that now, or do I need to wait until we're done with this item?
Well, let's just make sure we have the extension on time for the whole meeting. Is there any objection to extending the meeting to 11:15? Okay, hearing none. Serene, you want to make a motion?
I give notice.
Okay.
I give notice to rescind the motion to move the bequest discussion into executive session, which I think has been phrased as sometime after January 26th. But we know that's not going to happen until February. Whatever. I give notice. Thank you.
All right, so you're noticing that, and we'll take it up at a future meeting. All right, thank you. So question and answer to Jerry and the LSB members here regarding the WPFW budget. R. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so looking at the budget here, make it a bit bigger. So your – it slipped. Sorry. Okay, you're projecting that you'll end FY17 about $35,000 in the red. Is that correct?
Yeah, based on the budget, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's line 41, column Q for people.
Q41.
I'll comment on that, R. Paul. You'll notice in maintenance and technical supplies online, it's a line 102 on the Excel spreadsheet, but it's also listed as the code of 6672. You'll see there's $10,000 a month budgeted for 6 months. That was associated with the transmitter issues that Jerry referred to earlier, and we think that number is going to be not more than 20,000, perhaps as little as 10,000. So we expect to have savings there.
I'm sorry, which line?
In which tab, please?
It's 103.
It's on the FY 2017 annual budget tab. It's line 102 in the Excel document.
103.
I'm sorry, mine says 102, so it's 103, and it's 60,000.
We have different ones?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's lining up the same way with you all.
Okay, but anyway, it's 6672, maintenance, engineering, technical support, 10,000 a month.
Correct.
For 6 months.
Correct.
I was saying it might come in at only about 10,000 rather than 60,000, so.
Yeah, 10 to 20,000 mm-hmm. Instead of 60.
Okay, so if it was 20,000, that would sort of balance out the slight overage.
Yeah, and R. Paul, I think the other thing you're asking is, we will be working to get this to be zero, that there isn't a deficit. It's just this is the best we could do at this point in time.
Okay, so I'm also seeing that in the cash flow tab, you have October, November, and December in the black, but the rest of the year you're showing in the red. That's line 43 on cash flow tab.
Mm-hmm.
Cash balance, cash short.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. To be honest with you, I did not look closely at the cash flow tab because it pulls stuff from other pieces of the Excel document. In the end, we come up with the same number. Again, cash flow is also using expenses associated with the transmitter. I can't give you an accurate answer, Paul. I didn't dig into the cash flow.
Okay. Can I ask one final part here? Is it possible that on this spreadsheet that a lot of revenue is being lumped into listener support that is not, in fact, listener support? Because I'm seeing a lot of zeros. And, you know, I know that this is happening with other stations. Is that possibly the case with WPSW as well?
You're right, R. Paul. We've been, again, because we've only had a part-time business manager, and over the last, at least last cycle, and maybe the cycle before, almost everything has been lumped into listener support when it could have been divided up amongst the other income categories, and we just haven't had the time or the resources to split the numbers out.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Just a point of clarification, please.
Go ahead.
So we're using the budget, the version that was prepared at 2:41 p.m., right? Is there, we got two.
It says 2:41 p.m. Mine I'll put no, read only.
I'm sorry, say again?
That's the one I got and forwarded.
Well, we got both this afternoon. But, Nick, the issue over whether it's line 102 or 103 depends on which version you're looking at. So I just want to be sure I'm looking at the one that Nick is trying to explain.
That's the same one.
No, that's the difference between the 102 line 102 and 103. Well, not the only difference, I suspect, but that's one of the differences.
Nick sent one. There's the last one that Nick sent said, use this one, and that's the one that says 2:41 p.m. That has line 103.
Yeah, that's Efren made some adjustments, Serene, to it after I'd sent the original, and so we sent this. So it was the second one that was sent.
Okay, thanks.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. First of all, the numbers that you have here for FY16, are the budget or have anything to do with actual? That FY16, the one that is next to that, is the actual numbers? They are the actual numbers?
I think they are, Adrian, but I'm not sure, because those were protected cells that Efren had provided to us. So I can't say 100%, but I assume that they are.
The header does say actual unaudited monthly totals for fiscal year 2016.
Yeah, so we didn't put those numbers. We Efren provided a lot of assistance to us for this, and I think most of the cells were for the previous fiscal years were information he provided to us.
Okay. Let me, line number 8, that is listener support. You have the number for October, right? Those are
he gave it. Yes, he gave us those numbers and had us put it in the budget.
What is there? I mean, the 154 is actual.
Yes.
And in November too.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And the other thing that I see here that when you go to board expenses, we have already elections this year, this fiscal year, and you pay for elections at ESA zero.
It might have been lumped into the other administrative expenses and just not broken out. But we did pay for the We have incurred those board expenses, but I just don't think we broke them out.
Do you know where it could be?
Nancy might be able to say for sure, but we could get back to you with that. I'm just not positive right now.
Are we at line 27?
Yeah.
I think we're on line 64.
Yeah, it's in the breakout of the expenses as opposed to in the summary at the top.
So, in either case, I don't think they're there.
So my question is, okay, so we had expenses for half of October for election. That maybe should be there, but the rest of them, weren't they in year 2016? Even though we just recently, paid 2017?
Yeah, what she's saying is that they're not showing up in 2016. They only show about...
I'm sorry. Okay.
$1,600 in board expenses for FY20.
Yeah, well, I guess... If the actuals for FY16 are only $1,600, then couldn't be that you have the elections there. Because you have in 2015, 7,400. You have zero this year, 1,600 last year, and 7,400 in FY15.
I understand your question, and I appreciate it. The answer really is that we did not put these numbers in for fiscal year 16. We just relied on Efren's help for that. So there may be some discrepancy about it being in the board expenses versus elsewhere. And I just ask that we could clarify that with Efren very quickly versus taking a lot of time on the call for this. We just weren't the ones who put the numbers there.
Okay. So big picture, this is Michael. Basically, you're trying to get back to where you were about 2 years ago, or closer to it. You had, total revenue for FY15 was about $1.25 million, or a little bit less than that. I can't quite read that number. It's so tiny. But $1,200,000, and then you dropped down to under $1 million, and now you're trying to get back up over $1 million, $1.64 million. So that's based on having... sort of recovered full power, and you're hoping to rebuild audience and support?
Yeah, yes.
And expenses you continue to trim, numbers are so tiny, let me see if I can. Where's the Zoom? Doesn't have a Zoom, all right.
It's a reduction of the total expenses. Fiscal 15 there, 1.4. Fiscal 16, 1.2. This is looking to be under 1.2, closer to 1.1.
You're saying including central services, yeah.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Adriana.
Go ahead.
I know that you really, and I can see that you really work really, really hard trying to come up with this budget, but I can see that there are so many things.
Excuse me, Adriana. Are you on speakerphone, Adriana?
No, sir. It's, the ones, they always do that when I speak or Serena speak. Yeah, we know. You see, there, somebody could say cold. What I'm asking, I don't want you to, I mean, to disregard your effort, but I feel that we have a bunch of things that are incomplete in this budget to really accept it the way that it is. Do you think that for next week meeting, you will have clarified all these issues?
I don't actually know what you are referring to as the things that aren't complete. The questions are largely based on things that were put in the fiscal 16 numbers that were hard-coded in there by Efren when he provided us the budget document. So I don't think that those are major issues that, you know, we're relying on the and grateful for the support of the national office to be able to help us put this together. But I don't think that those questions are significant in that they're accounting for this and they're taking care of things that happened in the past. We really just focused on what the budget for this fiscal year would be. So I offer this as a comment for all budgets, which is that they aren't just a static document. That it is our best approximation of what we think our income and expenses will be today. But in 4 or 5 months, as we all work together, each station will have updates to what the cost and what the revenues are going to be. And I think that the time is best spent on the things that are reducing expenses and increasing income rather than necessarily having the perfect budget document that, again, is going to be adjusted over time to reflect the realities of what things cost and what we're raising.
I'm sorry, yeah. But my point is, for example, I don't see here, you don't have here depreciation. You have one line 103 that says $60,000, and you are telling us that maybe that would be only $20,000. I think that is a significant difference. We don't have board expenses. We have elections, and we not only the election supervisor is a part that every station pays that has to do with pay to the company that does it. What I'm saying is I don't want to reject it. What I want is maybe if we have one more week, I see here a bunch of yellow lines. You are telling me that maybe something is in some other line.
I've already given my answer. I don't think it's significant. You may disagree. I think we just need to move to approving budgets and move on. If you don't agree, I appreciate your point, but I think we've spent enough time arm wrestling about budgets tonight.
Okay, thank you. This is Michael. Okay, Adriana, we'll take a motion in a couple of minutes. I had a further question. This is on the expenses section, just looking at it a little more closely. 26, 27, 28 lines on the budget tab. The personnel costs are really not much lower at all than last year and a little bit higher than 2 years ago. The main cut seems to have been in administration expenses and development expenses. So I'm wondering why that's the case, given what you said about the reductions in hours and so on.
Well,
I could see where the administration expenses would go down if you're cutting management, but it seems like staff would have been reduced.
Yeah, we've had some instituted pay raises that are part of the union contract that account for some of the numbers being a little higher than would be expected. And there are, and those continue into 2017 because we have scheduled pay increases in 2017. Mm-hmm. Again, the personnel costs, I would ask everyone to look at as a budget number, because we are looking, and Jerry spoke about it earlier, there are efforts around continuing to reduce the personnel costs that we are working in cooperation to make those happen in 2017, but they aren't a part of the budget, so we still are showing a full staff number. So
okay,
there are going to be further reductions in personnel costs that just aren't reflected. We again see this as a budget, and I would expect that we'll come back as a finance committee and see how stations are doing budget to actual over the period of the months ahead. And we're going to see some changes as we have the real expenses and the real income. Again, we've got it here at a number where we feel like we're working to continue to reduce to make sure that we're break even.
And so related to that, though, the prospect of being able to stay current on central services, both the PNO and the PRA.
Yeah.
That's our goal. Okay.
Our Paul for stack?
Go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah. I have to say that I'm hoping we're not going to have a motion to vote on this tonight, because this arrived this afternoon, and I picked it up this evening when I looked at the email, and I really haven't had enough time to really look at it closely, and there are some questions here. I would, however, also like to say that I don't think we should look at the budgets as just budgets. They're plans. They're ways of looking at how things are going to work out, maybe, we hope. And I think we can't look at them as not so important. I think they are important. We have to have plans that are in some way concrete, and that's what the budget is. So I think the budgets are important, and I think that we have to really plan these things out, especially now that, you know, throughout all of Pacifica is not flush with money these days. And so a mistake in the budget has you spending X amount of money, and if later on you find out, oh, you're not going to have that, it's a problem. I've seen any number of budgets where people have, or stations have, said, well, we'll do this amount of revenue, and that'll meet all our expenses. And it didn't come out, and we've seen a lot of big problems throughout Pacifica from exactly that sort of thing. So I think we need to take the budgets very seriously, especially now, because we're figuring out which road to go down here, and we have to plan these things out and take them seriously. That's all.
No, I would say, Paul, that I agree that they are serious. I wasn't trying to make a comment that they weren't. My comment was more that it is our best estimation at this point in time. And they are, I agree with you, they are plans, but plans do change when we, run into, different realities, like the example of the transmitter costs that we budgeted for, and thought that, back 4 months ago that was going to be the cost of the transmitter repairs. There are other factors that were associated why we think that those are lower, but that is, those are changes that happen over time. So they are plans, but I think there are also plants that are subject to modification over time, not because they're not being taken seriously, but just because the realities of cost to the good and sometimes not to the good happen. And it's, I have to say, too, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Adrian, but it's past 11:15 on the East Coast.
That's what I'm going to say. Are we at time or waiting to adjourn?
Yeah, we are at time unless somebody wants to extend it further.
I have a question.
I'm sorry. We have to decide to extend it further. We can take a question. Is there somebody who wants to move to extend the meeting?
That's what my question is about.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Was there a motion to postpone on the floor?
No.
To postpone? No, there was not. There was only a sentence. We're
still discussing.
I move to extend 4 or 5 minutes, and I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes further?
I object. I think we need to end the meeting, and if we need to move, conclude the meeting and decide what we want to do next. It's 11:20 on the East Coast. It's past my bedtime.
The thing is, there's no motion on the floor currently.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Well, you can't...
Okay, that can't be made either. So, even
point of order, a motion to adjourn can always be made.
Point of order,
and it's not.
We have a motion.
There was a motion on the floor. So, if there's an objection to the motion, then we'll take a vote on the motion. The motion was to extend for 5 minutes.
Objection. Okay. But the point of order is, even if the meeting's extended...
Michael.
Well, I'm sorry. Excuse me. We're taking a vote on the motion to extend for 5 minutes. That's all that has to happen at this moment. R. Paul, please call the roll on extending for 5 minutes.
The motion is to extend the meeting by 5 minutes. Ken Aaron.
No.
Ahmad Anderson.
No.
Nick Arena.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Okay, 3-4, 6 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, motion having failed, there's no need for motion to adjourn because we've reached our limit and the meeting has ended. Thank you for your participation.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.